Hey there, welcome back to the Making a Difference podcast. I'm your host, Julie, and today we have another episode of Family Talk. We will be talking all things baseball and how we think the season's going to go this year. So I'd like to introduce my Family Talk podcasters, my husband, Chad, my son, Josh, my son, David, their dad, Steven. And we have Heather here as well, who's going to be more of an observer, but we do want to recognize that she is here with us today. We are all together celebrating Easter, so happy Easter. And so we will be doing this podcast as an Easter celebration of baseball season starting. The Blue Bonnets are blooming and the air is getting warmer. That means baseball season is upon us. Opening day was Thursday, and here in Texas, it was a perfect day for opening day. We did not get to go. Again, Jaden had a game, but we did keep track of it, and we saw the amazing win. So as we gear up for the season, we would like to talk about some of the up-and-coming players, what the future looks like for the season, and what teams have a shot and what teams don't. So my first question is to you guys is, with the addition of Wyatt Langford, who's 22, and in the Rangers lineup this year, and having Evan Carter, who's 21, is there an increase in young talent overall in the MLB, or do the Rangers just have, like, really talented young players right now? And I don't care who starts that.
All right, I'll start it.
Thank you.
Yes, there seems to be more of an influx of younger talent in the MLB right now. I think that's one of the reasons why some of the free agents had a hard time finding jobs later on. Like Cody Bellinger didn't sign until, you know, a month before the season and didn't get near the money he wanted. Same with, you know, Montgomery and Snell. So because I think it's a cheaper option for one. And two, I think we just got a lot of good talent coming up. I mean, we have a good farm system. The Orioles have a good team and a good farm system. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I guess my other question is that other people have this young. I mean, 21 is like super young. So does anybody else have players on the team that are up and coming and that young?
Yes, a lot. Especially us too, like we have a lot of pitchers in the minor league as well. Jack Leiter came in really for 5 innings and stuff, and he did really good for, I think, 5 innings just about. So we also have talent, but there's also, you know, like Dad said, Orioles have a lot of young talent. The Rays usually do have talent too. Last year the Yankees had a outfielder, I think his name was Jason Dominguez. He was 20 years old when he came up and then had a tore UCL. So he's done for the year probably. And you know, you still have the Phillies, who brought up Bryson Stott last year. He was in his 20s, and you know, the Rockies, you know, they have a couple kids there too.
The Rockies.
They have a couple of kids. They're not going to be good, but they have a couple of kids that are good. They're shortstop. They just extended. He's in his younger 20s. The outfielder who won a Gold Glove last year was in his 20s. There is some influx of young talent in MLB for sure.
Well, then you have up-and-coming teams too, like the Reds, the Pirates. I mean, the Orioles. I mean, the Rockies. Not the Rockies, the Royals. I mean, you got some, the Tigers. There's some young talent out there coming up, and it's gonna be interesting in a couple of years.
I think it's also how much money people are putting into college facilities, college coaching, and travel hall, high school, public high school, not private.
Depends on the private school, I guess.
Yeah,
unless you're in Lubbock.
Yeah, unless you. But I think that probably can, there's so much more information, so much that stuff that the major leaguers and pretty much everybody can.
That's an interesting perspective that I had not thought of, but very true. After when the OSU that has that like amazing facility right now, I think it was crazy beautiful in the pictures that I saw. So I guess it's true. Okay, we're going to start with predictions for division championships this year. So we're going to start with the AL East. And I'll start with Chad. Chad, go first, and I'll move this way.
Okay, I'm between two teams on this one.
Oh, well, are we just giving the division winner, or are we giving, like, our whole, like, division, like who, like, from top to bottom, AL East?
Whatever you guys want to do.
We usually do top to bottom. Or bottom to top. Okay, bottom to top is fine. We can do it that way.
Yeah.
So I think in the AL East, I have Boston finishing in last. I have Toronto finishing in fourth. Tampa in third. I hate to say it, but I think Baltimore will be second and the Yankees win the division this year. I really want Baltimore to win that division, but I just got a feeling the Yankees are going to pull it out this year.
Well, it's so hard because that whole division is just, I mean, it could be exactly what I said, or it could be 100% flip.
Boston could win the division.
Right? I mean, it's so silly how crazy that one is. So again, I got Boston in fifth as well. I got Toronto in fourth. I hesitated with that one just because I liked what they did, right, with signing Justin Turner, right, and whatever else. They got to prove it to me first. And then third, I got the Yankees because I don't think their pitching is going to hold out. That's my only thing about that. Second, I got the Rays only because I'm always betting on the Rays. Every time I bet against them, they make the game playoffs. So I'm putting them two, and I'm putting Baltimore one. I think they just have too much talent.
Well, I have Boston finishing last as well. I thought, like, that I was going to have a hot take having Toronto finishing fourth, but I guess that's not the case. Everybody seems to be in agreement in that. I have the Yankees. We're not saying make the playoffs yet. We're just saying the standings, right?
Standings.
I have the Yankees finishing third. I have Tampa finishing second. I have Baltimore finishing first. I agree with the pitching. I don't think they have the pitching. The Rays always find a way, and Baltimore got a lot better with Corbin Burns.
You literally just copied me.
Here's the deal, pal. All right. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear anything.
He could have just said ditto.
But you gotta drag it out. That's the whole part of the podcast. Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah.
Both y'all shush. So my divisions is the Red Sox. We're all in agreement that the Red Sox are gonna be last, but in a sense they could still be over 500 and be last. I have the Rays in fourth. I think this is that they take a step back with the Wander Franco situation. I just think that this is gonna take a step back with also losing Glass now and Jason Adams and stuff like that. So I think this is the year to take a step back. Then I have the Blue Jays. I like what they did with Justin Turner as well. But again, Vladdy has to be 2021 Vladdy to put him to make playoffs. And then I have the Yankees in second, and then Orioles will win 100 games again. So I think they're first.
Anyway, I don't have predictions, so I'm just letting you guys roll with it. So
so you could just say ditto as well.
Well, I didn't say ditto, except that I wouldn't say that I was like Baltimore to win it because I'm not a big Yankee person. But
I hate the Yankees.
Eventually, they're going to make a comeback, though. The Yankees, like, they're not going to stay down forever. That's just not their style.
They haven't finished below 500 in what, 28 years?
Yep.
And it's still, even last year, they didn't make the playoffs, but they were still over 500.
What?
You know how many years the Rangers would kill to be over 500?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. So, okay, so now we're going to move on to the AL Central.
Okay, I think this is the worst division in baseball. I think they're going to be lucky. I think there's only one team that might finish above 500 in this division. So I'm going to start off with the cellar dwellers, the White Sox. I think they finish last. I think the Guardians come in fourth. I think Kansas City comes in third. I think Detroit comes in second. And I think all four of those teams have a record below 500. And I think Minnesota wins it by default because I don't think they're that good either.
So, ditto. Because I got the same team. I saw Indians, Royals, Tigers, Twins.
I like that you use the Indians.
They are. They will always be the Indians in our eyes.
And that's what I got written.
Yeah.
Now, I agree, this is the worst division in baseball, but in 2 years, it could be one of the best.
It could be one of the best, without a doubt.
Ditto. Is that better for you?
Yeah.
You know, as much TV and as much radio as we've listened to, I feel like we're used to building up the suspense, but I guess not. I guess we're just short to the point now. I had Minnesota winning, although I disagree with Detroit. I think they are going to be over 500 this year. I think Kansas City is going to be a little bit under. Cleveland's going to get fourth, and Chicago is definitely going to get last. Like, I think the White Sox will be the worst team in baseball this year. Like, absolutely.
I've got one for you.
I need that.
Go ahead, Bill.
Maybe other than one other team.
I hope you're talking about Oakland, because it's definitely not going to be my Rockies.
That's my worst team in baseball right there.
All y'all wrong. So, I will not say ditto. I will say the White Sox. I will say the Royals. And then I will say the Indians. And then I'll say the Tigers, who fight for a first place spot. I don't think they're going to get it. I think they give Twins run for their money. And I think the Twins ultimately take it. They get out of their pitching.
I think 83 wins that division this year.
Well, it did last year, didn't it?
What I'm saying, I don't know what it was last year, but I think 83 wins, you can win that division.
Agreed.
And, you know, they can fight for the division and still be in 500.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. And then, I don't know if you agree on that one. Then I'm watching the A's focus. I can see them. I'm not over my head right now. Sorry. So we're going to move on to the AL West.
Okay. I think Oakland is by far the worst team in baseball. I see them winning maybe 52 to 53 games this year. I think the Angels are going to be down there with Oakland. I think they still win more games, but I think they're still a horrible team. I actually have Seattle and Texas finishing in about the same record this year. I think Houston wins the division because they hadn't been knocked off yet. I just still think during the season, they're a better in-season team in that division. I do not have them getting out of possibly the first round of the playoffs, though. So I'm going to have Houston win the division with Texas and Seattle tied for second in that division.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say ditto again. Except for I wavered on the last place because I think the Angels are going to be so incredibly bad this year.
I agree with you.
That they're going to fight the A's for last place.
I completely agree with that.
Like that made me a better fight than the division winning, right? I mean,
I agree. They are both terrible. I think they're the two worst teams in baseball.
And I hate it from Juan Washington.
Yep.
Right? He finally gets in there good.
Yep.
And they give him a team that just is terrible.
Horrible.
And it's not going to get any better. It's not like they're getting people off the DL like we are.
Right.
Or whatever else.
Yep.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be real bad.
And they're going to fire him without giving him a shot.
Yep.
It's just, I feel bad for him. But yeah, I've got A's, Angels. I think the Mariners and Rangers are close. All my thing too, because I got the Mariners in third, and the World Series champion Texas Rangers in second, and then Houston won. But I think it'll be close. I think we keep it close. And if we get everybody back when we're supposed to, I think we make a really good shot at winning that division.
I see this division ending like it did last year on the very last day of the season.
I agree 100%. It'll come down to game 162.
Yep.
I have my Oakland A's finishing fifth in last place, but I think they'll be better than the White Sox and the Rockies. I have the Angels finishing fourth. Shout out to my boy Kyle Lynch. This big Angels fan. They're just bad. I have Seattle finishing third. I have Houston finishing second. Rangers finishing first. No faith in my Rangers. You get better defense. We got definitely better hitting.
Homer.
Hey, you know, the stats speak for themselves, you know. I think honestly the starting pitching is pretty equal.
No way. Who starting pitching's not?
Who the Astros got right now?
Who do the Rangers have right now?
We got Eovaldi.
We got Gray.
We got Gray.
Who got shelled today by the Cubs.
Everybody has a bad start.
So did Framber. Framber got shelled by the Yankees.
Yankees are a good team. Cubs aren't a good team.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Let's go. Let's get back to this before somebody gets punched. Oh my gosh.
Offense and defense, Rangers are significantly better in. I think rotation are definitely close to each other. And then by the time August comes around, the Rangers rotation is going to be better. A better farm system if they want to call somebody up or trade somebody, if they want at the trade for somebody at the deadline. Bullpen is where I'll give Houston the advantage, but everywhere else, I think the Rangers have that edge.
Yep, I agreed. I have the same thing as Josh. I have the A's and last with the worst record in baseball.
Relax, bro.
I have the Angels in fourth. I have the Mariners in third. And then I have the Astros in second. And then I have the 2023 World Series champions, no trash can banging, fall World Series champions. I agree with them. Josh said, I think our lineup's deeper. I think our defense is way better. I think our rotation's better, especially when everybody comes back. That second half run, I think Houston takes it in the first half. But I think second half we're going to go on a run and get hot at the right time again. And ultimately, it's going to be a 2024 division title for us.
I will say this. If they can get DeGrom back to Scherzer early enough, they win that division. But they got to get those guys back and healthy.
I agree. I don't know if the Astros bullpen is better than ours. They had a lead against the Yankees in all three of those games after the sixth inning, and they lost all three of them. So now Hader, I think, is a great addition, but I'm not sure the rest of their bullpen is better.
I think they're more top heavy in the pen than we are. How about that? I think we have more depth because we're also going to have so many because we're going to have, by the time August comes around, we're going to have 18 starting pitchers, I think. And so some of those are going to go to the pen. So I think it's going to kind of deepen it out. And so I think we'll have a deeper pen. But I think with Hader and Presley and Abreu for Houston, that's tough to.
Presley looked terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible this weekend. Now I know it's opening weekend, but he looked bad. And I tell you what, I've never been a big fan of his to begin with. Now Hader legit, right? I get you that, but I don't know. I don't think Presley makes our rotation. It makes our bullpen.
Wow. Are you sure he's pitching right now though?
That's your boy.
That is my boy.
Okay, I get to have an opinion on this one, and of course, I'm picking the Texas Rangers to pick out first in this division because I think they're just gonna want to fight it. Oh, I think they're
your Oakland finishing.
I thought I have Oakland finishing second. I'm sorry.
One, that's two, and
that's for anybody referencing. We each have a secondary team or an 8, sometimes a 13. My 13 happens to be the Rockies, and Josh's 13 is the 8. Are you?
Sure. I just don't want them to move, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want them to move either. But that's for reference for all Ranger fans. Well, some of it.
I'm a Ranger fan. I just grew up with being an Astros fan.
I just don't like the owner of the A's. That's why I go for the A's. I go for the fans. I go for the players. I don't go for the owner.
But they are moving, aren't they? They are. So?
Now they're moving to Vegas.
Nothing's technically official yet. They saw some stuff the legislation in Nevada to pass and everything. And, I saw a thing where some of the teachers of Nevada are really mad that they're putting all this money towards A Stadium because they've been asking for raises in Nevada for teachers for a long time. And a lot of people actually, like the governor, it was the governor or mayor, said that they think the A's should stay in Oakland. And so this, I think they're perfect for an expansion team. I think Oakland should stay in Oakland. And actually, this is where a point where MLB should actually step in and force an owner to sell. I'm not usually a big for that, but when their opening day roster in 2004 was higher than it is now, that's a problem. That's 20 years ago. And 2004 is the first year that this current owner took.
Oh.
Well, and the problem with that, too, is that owner is getting money from Major League Baseball because they're a small market team, and he's just pocketing it. So he's not giving it back to the fans about either the stadium. I mean, they still play in a football stadium. Right, I mean that's where the 49ers and Raiders used to play.
Right.
So it's still the same stadium where they had the earthquake back in '89 when the Giants and A's were in the World Series. I mean it's a crappy stadium and has been for a long, long time. And I agree with Josh. They should stay in Oakland and give the Vegas an expansion team.
I'm on the other side. I think he should sell the team and they should move to Nashville.
Expansion team, Chad, in Nashville.
Us?
Expansion in Nashville.
I don't think Major League Baseball needs expansion. I think they're going to, if they keep expanding, you're going to start watering this down more and more. Last I heard, they're talking about 4 expansion teams over the next 10 years. That's like the Dallas Tigers. You just had to start expanding out, and now you're nowhere near what you once were.
Well, except for the fact, though, that the population increase in the country is growing up as well. So, you know, when you say it's watering down, yes, I agree, it may be watering down, but there's more people playing baseball now than there ever has been. We're actually have more people playing baseball than football as far as, you know, the youth in America. So, I don't know. I'm with you. I don't want 75 to eat. Yeah. I'm okay with 4 more. I love going to new parks, and I love seeing what they can do. And, you know, I don't know. That's we might have grandkids playing in there if we expand that a little bit, too. So it'll be all good.
I have maps out where you can get, I think, 40 teams.
It's actually very impressive.
Map that out entirely one day.
You mapped that out that we can have 40 teams? Is that what you said?
Yep.
He was blowing up my phone one day about, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I'm looking up populations and, you know, whatever else. Like dude, Midland can't afford the cheese.
But Zula, Montana, Grizzlies.
I will say that your 40-team thing and the division is pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive.
I think the problem you're going to run into with that is the same problem you're running into with the NFL as far as trying to put a team in San Antonio. San Antonio could support a team, but who will not allow that team? Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is not going to allow a team, and I think you have these other owners who look at it. If you put one close to them, they don't want to draw their fan base to another team, so you're going to have to put this Midwest almost to where there's really no teams. I don't think you put another team in California. I don't think you can put, I mean, We know population-wise, you could put a baseball team in San Antonio, but how is that going to affect the Astros and the Rangers owners? Not anything else other than the owners who are going, hold on, I have a big draw out of San Antonio for my team already. Now you're going to take that away, and it's going to disperse back to San Antonio. I think that's the big issue that goes against all of this. That's why I think Nashville is a perfect spot for a team, because in Nashville, you're not really affecting anybody else. There's nobody really close other than Atlanta. It's going to be the closest thing to them. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be great to see the demographic of the fans in San Antonio on whether or not they're Ranger fans or Astros fans.
Right.
Because I'd be willing to bet they're more Astro fans than are Ranger fans.
Oh, I agree with it, because it's closer in proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a closer proximity. And they're a Southern team, and they're going to kind of stay down there. I agree 100% with that.
Yeah, I'd like to see the breakdown, though. It'd be interesting.
You know, it's like putting one in Oklahoma City. The things are going to fight over that are going to be the Rangers and the Royals. So they're going to throw a huge fight over that. Because you know, in Oklahoma, you either are a Ranger fan or you're a Royals or even a Cardinals fan for that fact. I don't think Oklahoma City can support a major league team, though. I don't think
the population's not big enough.
That's one of the things that we looked up, because, you know, in the entire state of Oklahoma, there's only 2.4 million.
Yeah, there's more people in DFW than the entire
state. There's more people in Dallas proper than there is in the entire state of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, asking a city of barely a million people to support. Now, they do support the Thunder.
Yeah.
Right? So, but the Thunder really hasn't had a whole lot of down years. You know, like, it's like, that's 52 years to win a dang World Series, right? I mean, so it took a while to build up that fan base. It'd be interesting.
But and it's also easier to fill a 16,000-seat stadium than it is a 40,000-seat stadium.
Agreed. So. And half the game.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, a quarter of a game.
Right.
Well, not half a game. You play 81.
Yeah, they play 80 games.
Sorry, Jimmy, we kind of hide.
Yeah, we got off tail chart there, so...
That's what those are for. I felt like you were going to say something, though, Doc. You have to mess with it.
Oh, it was just like, it was mainly, I think I had like Portland, and I had Vegas, I had,
Salt Lake City,
Charlotte. Yeah, Salt Lake City. I was thinking my wife. Yeah, I had some like in Charlotte, and then I even went up to Canada a couple times. And stuff like that. So it was I spread it out as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm. That may be a future podcast for you, because it was very interesting, actually.
Yeah, actually, I would love to hear more about that. Like, definitely say when I burn my hair, it's like this hot candle. I'm gonna move it.
All right,
sorry. So right now we're gonna move on to the NL East, right? Is that where we're at? Okay, so NL East.
So NL East, I think there's only two teams in this division. And I don't want to hurt Jaden's feelings on this, but I think Washington comes in last place. I think the Mets are still terrible. I think Miami, I think they're going to have a winning record this year, but I don't think there's any chance they compete with Philadelphia and Atlanta. I still have Atlanta winning this division until Philadelphia can knock them off. But I still think Philly keeps within about four games to win that division. But I've got Atlanta winning it.
Yeah, mine's close to that, too. I think the Nationals are last. I got the Marlins fourth. Sorry there, buddy. I got the Mets third. I will never be on the Mets bandwagon. Just never. They could sign every free agent out there, and I'm still not going to pick them.
I know.
Phillies 2, Braves 1. And I'm a Chad. I think this is closer than the Mets.
Come on.
Sorry, James. This is going to get worse and worse for you. Chad, I'm in third. That I'm fourth. I am last in the division. Sorry. I don't see anything that's going to go well for them this year. I really don't. I tried to, but, like, I just don't. And I actually think Washington's going to be significantly better than everybody thinks. So it was kind of a combination of that. So if Washington finishing fourth, the Mets are going to be, like, 78 to 80 wins or something like that. 500, because they're just mid. Philly finishing second, Atlanta finishing first.
So all y'all suck, especially you, Jeff. No, it's gonna be a rough year for my Marlins for sure. No Sandy this year, losing Alan Jorge Soler for the agency, that was a huge loss. Hopefully a full year from Jazz helps a little bit. On with the divisions, out of the Nationals in last, my biggest take is that this will probably be the last year for a while that they'll be last. I think they're slowly going on the rise, especially if they bring up everybody they got in that one sort of trade. I have my Marlins in fourth. Losing Sandy is a huge innings eater, and I just don't think no one's going to throw a shoe that Sandy can. And then you have to put all that on Jesus Luzardo, who's never done it before. And so we'll see what happens with that. I have the Mets in third, but probably being better than last year, but not by much. I have the Phillies in second. I have the Braves winning the division.
Awesome. I'm sorry about your Marlins. They'll get better. Okay, now we're going to move on to the NL Central.
Okay, so this division here, I think this is going to be the tightest division in baseball. I think you literally have all five of these teams that could win this division. So I've got to put them in the order I see. I got Milwaukee in last. I got Pittsburgh in fourth. I actually have the Cubs in third. I've got the Cardinals in the second, and I've got the Reds actually winning this division this year. But I think this is going to be the tightest. I don't think any of them are phenomenal teams, but I think for their division, I think 1 through 5 could pull this division out this year.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that one. I got the teams in a different spot, but they could all finish within like 2 games of each other, right? So, I mean, in 2 years, I think this could be one of the best divisions in baseball.
Yep.
With all the young talent coming up and whatever else. But I got the Pirates in fifth. I got the Brewers in fourth. I got the Reds in third. I got the Cubs second. The only reason why I put the Cubs second is because of the manager. I think he gives them a few wins to get them over the hump. Then I got the Cardinals in first. But after this weekend, maybe not.
I gotta go back to my notes. I have Pittsburgh in last. I think they're still just maybe a year or two away from really, really doing anything. I think the Reds are gonna slide back. I think with McClain getting hurt, one of their pitchers is hurt too. I can't remember who. Jane, you make me look this up. I'll find it that when you're talking. But I just think they're kind of just going to have a collective sophomore slump as a team this year. So I think they're going to slide back. I think Milwaukee, they still have a good group of those guys that are there before, even though they don't have two of their three starting pitchers. I still think they have just a good group that's going to get them at least close to the playoffs. I have St. Louis finishing second, and I actually wrote them down at first. And then I was like, I don't like their manager. I just don't think the manager is a good manager. That's why I went the Cubs one, because I think they have a better manager.
And I agree with that. I do not like the Cardinals manager. And the fact they gave him an extension, I think it was a mistake. Not that they can't fire him anyway at the end of the season, but if they don't make the playoffs this season, they'll fire him.
So, yeah, I got the Cubbies finishing first.
Yeah. I have the Pirates in fifth. I'm with Josh. They have a young core already, in a sense. And then he pitching bad. Mitch Keller didn't do well opening day. he's hit or miss some days. So I think they just need a lot more young pitching. I have the That makes sense. I have the Brewers in fourth. You know, losing on Woodruff, losing on Burton. You know, they did sign Reese Hoskins. They are bringing up that Jackson Chourio kid. I don't know. There's something about that team that screams having it down here. And
gosh dang it.
That's the opposite of the Reds for me. I agree with Josh that a sophomore slump could happen. I think losing out on Joey Votto hurts more than people think. But yeah, I have the Reds in third. Just all the young talent in the world. I mean, at your disposal. I have the Cardinals in second because of their manager as well. And then I think the Cubs finish first. So.
Awesome. Did they score? Yep, they did. Okay. Our Rangers just went down. That was Central, right? Now we're in the West? Yeah, in the West.
Okay, so I feel like the Dodgers are the fifth team in this division. Okay, we're going to start off. The Rockies are terrible. Absolutely, just they're like Oakland. They're in a tough division, and they are a bad team. So I got them fifth. I think 2, 3, and 4, in my opinion, there's going to be about one or two games that separates these three teams. But I'm going to go the Giants in fourth because they're from California, and I really don't like anything from California. Then I'm going to go San Diego in third because they're also from California. And then I'm going to go, I really wish I could put, you know what? I'm going to put LA at number two because they're from California, and I'm going to give it to Arizona to win the division. Just because those three teams are from California, and I hope they all fall off into earth. So that's my prediction.
I don't know how I call them. So I got the Rockies in fifth. I'm with you. I think 2, 3, and 4 are going to be tight, but I think it's Giants, Padres, Diamondbacks too. And even though they are from California, I think the billion and a half dollars at the end of the fall season makes their 100-win team even stronger.
Yeah.
So, I got the Dodgers in first.
I mean, I think everybody, except apparently Chad, has the Dodgers in first place.
Oh, I think the Dodgers win it. I'm just going to pick Arizona because I don't want them to win it. So,
I have Colorado finishing in a very distant last third. Mommy's telling you to mute your phone, I think. San Francisco in fourth, San Diego in third, because I actually I'm kind of digging the San Diego look this year, I ain't gonna lie. Arizona in second, and then the Los Angeles Gamblers in first place.
I bet somebody was gonna say that.
In fact, I was willing to bet that they're going to have like 108 wins, and I'll call Shohei Ohtani and make sure he puts the bet down for me.
That's not helpful. You have to call his interpreter.
He can play in for me, or he can give me the money. Yeah. I just give me his bank account number, and I'll just figure it out myself.
That's insane. I have my Rockies and Piff. Sadly, they suck, so that's understandable. I have the Giants of Orth. You know, them getting Soler, them getting Snell, them getting Chapman, new manager as well. I think they take a step forward. I think they're close to the Padres, who are in third for me. But I think there can be a gap between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks hitting staff is just so much. They're the rival any pitching staff in the majors. I mean, You have Snell. You have, I mean, not Snell. You have Gallen. You have Mitch Kelly. You have, you know, they just got Montgomery, sadly. They got Carlos Rodriguez, and then that Brandon Pott, who was a rookie last year, which could argue be the best rotation in baseball, with a lineup including Jock Peterson and Suarez, and, you know, to still have Corbin Carroll. So I think they rivaled the Dodgers this year, who are in first for me. Let's hope they go farther in the first round as well.
And they don't have Tommy Pham, so that just makes Arizona better.
Okay, Arkansas, awesome. That's all of your predictions for the division championships. So next we have, and you can give like one or two teams for like the American League and one or two teams for the National League, and these are your sleepers. And that's a team that kind of goes under the radar and is going to be better than you guys, than the majority of people think.
Cincinnati is kind of my sleeper team. And I really don't think they're a sleeper because I think there's a lot of people predicting them to have a good season.
It doesn't feel like a sleeper to me.
Do what?
It doesn't sound like a sleeper.
Well, here's the thing. If you really look through here, I don't think there's any sleepers in this. I don't think there's any bad teams that are going to do better than we think. I think the problem is I think Arizona could be a sleeper in that division. With the signing of Montgomery, I think that gives them an extra 5 to 8 wins this season. Do I think it's enough to topple the Dodgers? I don't know, but it's just like what happened in the playoffs last year. You had two teams that just went on a really good run, and they both made the World Series. I mean, if you look at the World Series last year before that, the playoffs started, how many people predicted Arizona and Texas in the World Series? Very few. I mean, I don't know of anybody that predicted that. So I think it's all about going on a good run. You know, I throw St. Louis in that after last year. I think St. Louis could have a better season this year compared to what they were last year. So those are my two, Cincinnati and St. Louis.
So yeah, my sleepers are in Cincinnati as well. And then the other one are the Tigers. I think if everything comes through with the Tigers, with the, if they bench Baez and just don't let him screw up that team, I think they can actually do something.
They need to do that.
Agreed. That could be the worst contract in Major League history.
Yo, and he's a cancer.
Correct.
My sleeper is also Detroit. Again, I thought I was going under the radar there, but I guess not. Maybe it's not a sleeper, I guess. And then I have Washington as my sleeper in the National League. I'm thinking at the trade deadline, they're in a playoffs position, not like in a spot, but like potentially could be fighting for one.
My AL sleeper is the Tigers as well.
Just say ditto.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd like to drag it out. And then my National League one is the Reds. Just because I was thinking about the Diamondbacks in a sense, but I think again they can rival winning the division in theory with the pitching staff they have. And then I was gonna pick the Mets. But they don't do.
To what is the biggest disappointment in sport? Not even just in baseball, but in sport. How can you have that big of a payroll and suck?
Not the biggest disappointment in sports is the Cowboys.
That's probably true story.
Yeah, no, it's an agreement.
Okay. So their next one would be a prediction of a team who will underperform. Everyone expects them to do really well, but they might not.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. I think there's so much hype built up on those guys that they're going to have, in my opinion, they're going to have to win 108 or 110 games to hit that expectation that everybody has for them?
They spent a lot of money, man.
I have to win it this year.
I got two disappointments. One is the Nets because they suck.
They're the Mets. They're New York.
So New York always has some up, right? Because, you know, it's the New York team, right? Here we go. And their owner is, you know, you can't argue with the owner because he's spending money. He's trying to win. But they cannot put everything together. They just can't.
Okay.
And I just won't bet on them until they actually win something. They're not going to win. And my other disappointment, and I hate to say it, could be us.
Bruh.
Who's listening? but here's the deal. We could miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's not because we suck. It's just because it's tight. And if we don't get DeRon back, we don't get Scherzer back, and, you know, Valdi goes down again, whatever else, we're gonna be in trouble. So,
Mark, are you okay?
We gotta start having video when we do this. I'll kick out for next time.
So they can just watch me spin around a chair for the entire time. I see where it could go wrong. I almost picked us as a sleeper because if you look at all the projections and everybody's opinions, nobody has us doing anything. But I'll get to that later. My biggest disappointment is Toronto because they're supposed to be good every year, and they do almost everything right except win in the playoffs. Then they didn't make playoff last year. They know that they were out of the playoff last year, so they're giving me another disappointment. And then I have the Cincinnati Reds being a big disappointment because everybody is on the red back bandwagon right now. Everybody, it seems like. So I think they're going to be disappointing to a lot of people.
I have two disappointments as well. Starting with League One, I have the Dodgers. I agree with Chad in the sense that everyone expects them, you know, spent, what, $1 billion between two players. Would it be $1 billion? And now you drag that out for 20 years because you gave a dude $2 million for 10 years. And you came in pitch this year. So I think in the sense that there's so much expectation on the Dodgers that everyone's going to want them to win 135 games. And it's not going to happen. It's not. Especially the division that they're in. You know, this even schedule that they have this year, I get it. But, you know, you still got to play your division, guys. You still got to play the Giants, who have Snell, who is a Dodger killer. You still got to play the Diamondbacks, who, again, arguably has the best rotation in baseball. And then the Padres. I mean, you play the Padres in Petco Park, man. It rivals. It gets loud in there, like, since Big Park. Like the Phillies, man, it gets loud in there when the Dodgers come to town. So, in a sense, a disappointment because they're not going to win 140 games. And then my American League one just may surprise y'all. I have the Astros on my disappointment.
Yes, sir.
I have the Astros because, A, I hate them.
Yes, sir.
B, because they spent all that money on a hater.
Why do you got to be a hater?
But they still hold on money on Hader, and I'm a little salty because we should have had him. But you know, they extended Altuve. Everyone expects them to be in the ALCS again because they've been, what, 7th straight time.
It's hard to write a bid against them, right?
Agreed. But I think. Again, I think the Mariners will revive them, and I think, again, we're going to win the division. So I think that was my disappointment.
That was terrible.
Not
what he just said. Like a kid in high school trying to run back and catch a baseball.
We've now put to the San Francisco-San Diego game. The Rangers lose?
Yes, they lost.
Okay. So here's the going to do award predictions. I'm going to go ahead and make you all four. You guys can tell me all four. We're not going to do like one each. You should tell me all four. Okay. So there's the MVP, the Cy Young, the Rookie of the Year, and the Man Hitter of the Year. Your prediction for each of those categories.
I hadn't even done most of that, but so.
Do you want to come back around to you?
Yeah, come back around to me because I've got a few, but I haven't thought that one through. I thought we were just going into playoffs.
Are we doing each? Okay. So my MVP for the AL is Aaron Judge. For the NL is going to be Mookie Betts. I picked him the last 5 years. Eventually, he's going to come through. It looks like everybody jumped off.
You sorry?
Oh, shoot. Jaden's out too.
How about you?
And Chad. We adding in some posts?
I think I'm back in now.
Yeah, I can hear you now, but I don't see you.
Everybody good?
Yeah, I can hear Jen.
I can hear. I can hear everybody.
We had Pigment out or something, and
we're back online.
And so we had some technical difficulties. Just a little, I don't know, mishap in there. But we're gonna push through because that's what we knew. Okay,
we have to make an adjustment.
Okay, so Stephen.
Do you want me to read your mind a little bit?
Just in case anything got pulled out.
All right, so MVP AL, I've got Aaron Judge. MVP NL, I got Mookie Betts. Cy Young AL, I got Corbin Burns. Cy Young NL, I got Spencer Strider. Rookie of the Year AL, I got Wyatt Langford. For National League, I got Yamamoto. For Manager of the Year, I got Brandon Hyde in the AL and Craig Council in the NL.
I have Gunnar Henderson winning the MVP from Baltimore in the American League. I have Bryce Harper winning in the National League. First year, he's finally going to be healthy, like not broken wrist or anything like that in a while. So I think he can go off this year. Corbin Burns, I have in the American League. I'm going to stop taking my National League one because it seemed to get hurt every single year. 2 years ago, I had Walker Buehler, Tommy John. Last year, I had Julio Urias, who got hurt and got suspended for domestic violence. This year, I had Justin Steele, who hurt himself on opening day against the Rangers. So maybe I just pick the National League Cy Young because no matter who, I'll pick someone I don't like. That way, they get hurt. Rookie of the Year. Did you have Wyatt Langford there?
I didn't. I had Wyatt Langford as well.
Because I think guys really look at offensive stats more than anything, and I think he's going to have a lot of offense. I have Paul Skeens from Pittsburgh get winning the Rookie of the Year in the National League. I have Joe Espada from Houston actually winning the Manager's Year. Always like the new guys every year. And then I have Craig Council winning it in the National League.
I was already unmuted. So my MVP for the AL is Corey Seager. And my Mookie Betts. I also think he could win it because switching over to shortstop is no joke. The dude played second base last year and he played right through all his career. And you're going to play shortstop, play .162 again, and then probably hit, 40 tanks. All right, yeah, you get MVP. I guess this was a hot take for me, but I guess not anymore because I had Corbin Burns as my Cy Young in the AL. I think him being on such a more offensive prowess team just sets him up for Cy Young.
He could win 22 games this year.
I mean, he could win every start.
Agreed.
My National League is Zach Wheeler. I saw he added a splitter and a slider and a sweeper, and even though sweeper and slider are the same pitch, that's a podcast in its own. The two-seam running in, the fastball up. he's dominant in the playoffs every year, and I think this year he's going to do it in the regular season as well. My rookie of the year is Evan Carter, the other Ranger. And I have Paul Skeens, because I thought he went 5 no-hit innings in AAA. My manager of the year in AL is going to be AJ Hinch from the Tigers.
That's who I am.
I almost picked him too.
And then my National League is David Bell from the Reds.
And by the way, it's that nobody cares about wins anymore, okay? Give me ERA, ERA plus, and RA9 WAR every single day of the week.
Where's Bartolo Colon?
Let me tell you this. His ex-WOBA is going to be off the charts, and that's why he's going to win 22 games.
Tell me, is that going to be high or low?
Whatever it is to be good at.
What does ex-WOBA mean?
We don't have that kind of time.
Isn't that the one you talked about the other day? Can I get it the other day? Yeah. Okay, Jen, come here.
So my my MVP from the American League is going to be Juan Soto. I think he's batting in a lineup that helps him out a little bit more this year.
He can hit 60 this year.
Yes. My NL MVP, I'm also going out on a little, not on a limb, but I don't think anybody really has this guy big on their radar. I think it's Bryce Harper. I think he has did you have that one? Okay, sorry, I was outside when you said that. Okay. My Cy Young, Corbin Burns. Really like him. I like Strider in the National League. My Rookie of the Year for the AL, I think Jackson Holliday is going to pull it out. I think he's going to get called up, and I think he's going to put up some fantastic numbers. For the MLs, Yamamoto. Manager of the Year, I've got Hinch from the Tigers, and I actually have Counsel from the Cubs.
Yeah, those are good picks.
I had to mute myself. Okay, so now we're going to do the playoff prediction. That includes the wild card for both divisions and the ALDS, the ALCS, NLCS, NLDS, wild card, and then, of course, who's making the World Series.
So we're just doing it.
We're just doing it. We're just laying it all out.
Are you want us to pause with the World Series, and then or just do it?
Let's just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Just do it.
Okay, so here's who I have in the playoffs. I have not seeded these. This is just who I think makes the playoffs. I think the Twins make it. The Yankees make it. The Astros make it. The Orioles make it. The Yankees make it. And I think Seattle makes it. I think we get 3 teams in the playoffs. Did I say Yankees twice? I meant Baltimore. Baltimore was my other one.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, Baltimore's one of them. Sorry. So I think your division series, I'm going to get crap for this one. I think you're going to have the Yankees, the Rangers, the Astros, and the Mariners. I think it's going to come down to the Yankees and the Rangers to play in the World Series. And I hate to say it, but I think the Yankees pull that one out. I think the Yankees pull that one out and go to the World Series. In the National League, I have the Dodgers, the Reds, the Braves, the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Diamondbacks. I think it comes down to the Phillies and the Dodgers and the Braves and the Reds in your Final Four. I have the Phillies going to the World Series, and I have the Phillies beating the Yankees in the World Series this year.
He just wants that money to be spent in there on MLB, 2 big market teams.
I was going to say, the MLB hopes that happens.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's money last year with us and them in Arizona. So they got to make it up this year.
They got to make it up.
Just in the squares.
Yeah. And my prediction of the Yankees going, that is why. I think MLB wants the Yankees in the World Series this year. Yep.
All right. So my playoffs. So I did the seeds. So I got the Twins winning their division, but playing the Yankees in the sixth. And then I got the Rays and Rangers playing. I got the Rangers winning, playing Baltimore as the number one seed. And I got the Yankees and Astros playing. And then I have Baltimore and Houston playing in the ALCS. And I have Baltimore winning. For the National League, I've got the Cardinals winning their division, playing the Cubs 6 seed, the Phillies and Diamondbacks playing. And then I have the Braves and Cardinals playing with the Dodgers and Phillies playing. And then I have the Dodgers and Braves playing, the Dodgers in the World Series playing the Orioles, with the world champions being the $1.5 billion spenders, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
This guy. I think if you have the Cardinals and the Cubs playing each other in the playoffs, that is going to be all over every TV across the United States. That is must watch TV right there.
And Graves Fisher then in the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's late in the playoffs. Holy cow.
All right. Let me scroll down. So I had Baltimore and us winning the division, so they get the first round bye. Houston will take on Tampa, and they will beat Tampa, so they move on in the second round. Minnesota will face off on the Yankees, and if history repeats itself, New York will beat Minnesota because the Minnesota Twins cannot beat the New York Yankees in the playoffs. So that leaves Baltimore and Houston. Baltimore will overtake Houston because I just think they're a deeper team. They just are. And almost every facet. And it has us and the Yankees. I'm taking us over the Yankees. That leaves a ALCS of us and Baltimore. But us, for people who don't know, is the Texas Rangers, by the way.
The World Series.
The reigning world champions, by the way. So taking Texas over Baltimore to go back to the World Series, because everybody picks Baltimore. Be careful of the trendy pick. Trendy picks never happen. Maybe a trendy pick that made it to the World Series the past few years.
The Texas Rangers.
And they were not a trendy pick by any means of the imagination.
They were in our house.
I don't even think they were in our house.
Yeah, I don't think we're.
I like to point out, I had them winning the World Series.
Jaden, you have the Rangers winning the World Series every year.
Not true. Not when we lost the Rangers 2 years ago.
I'm gonna call Otani the best thing he does this year, though.
That's crazy.
And if you want to prove that Jaden did call it last year, he did. And we had the podcast.
Well, you had the podcast. Go to the Nick and Jeff podcast, and you'll get the look today.
That's right.
I have us going back to the World Series. Now for the National League, I have Atlanta and the Dodgers. Winning their divisions and being the higher seed, so they get the first round bye. That leaves the Cubs facing on San Diego. San Diego is going to beat the Chicago Cubs. They're almost the same team, the division. So, like, if San Diego's in the Central, I think they'd probably have a really good shot of winning that division. I have them finishing third in the West. I just think that's how good the West is. But I have San Diego moving on to the NLDS. I have the Phillies and Diamondbacks facing off again. And I have Arizona winning again because I think we're going to start seeing a little bit of a decline in Philadelphia. They're in the World Series. They made it to the CS. And now they're not even going to make it out of the first round. So then the next year, who knows? Who knows? Maybe after that. But this year, it ain't happening. Atlanta and San Diego will face off. Atlanta is going to beat San Diego. That's as far as they're going to get. They're not going to get past Atlanta. I have the Dodgers in Arizona, and Arizona's just going to do it again. They're going to move on and go. They're going to beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to win 118 games and lose in the first round, just like they do every year. They're like the Dallas Cowboys. And so you'll have the NLCS, Atlanta and Arizona. I do have Atlanta winning against Arizona, so we will not have a rematch of this past year. And in the World Series, I have the Texas Rangers winning in Texas this year in Game 6. You heard it here first. Beating Atlanta. We're not lucky enough to get it at home. So we'll win in Atlanta.
So first repeat champions in 23 years?
Exactly. I'm going the repeat because it's been a while. I mean, dude. And nobody's picking this to really be making the playoffs.
Exactly.
You look at the playoffs, deepest line as anybody. I said the pitching can get deep if everybody's healthy. And you got a game one starter in Jacob DeGrom, got a game two starter in Nathan Eovaldi, and then I have a 18,000 guys to pick for game three that can pretty much match up with anybody's game three. So that was my, and then all those other guys that don't make it, they're going to the pen and they're going to shove there too. They can match efforts in the pens, and we're just gonna ball.
I hope you're wrong. I hope you are right, Josh. So I'll start off in the AL. My wild card series, the 4th seed is the Astros. My 5th seed is the Mariners. It's a little AL West matchup there. And then I got the 13th in. And I got the 6th seed Yankees. So I think we all had that, didn't we?
Oh.
Or no, the Twins and Yankees. Do we have that? And then I have the Yankees beating the Twins, and then I have the Mariners beating the Astros, because we don't like the Astros. And then I have the Orioles and the Yankees playing, because I think that's how it works, right?
Did you have Baltimore having the best?
Who's their number one seed for you?
Baltimore.
Then, yeah, okay. Yes.
So, Orioles and Yankees will play, and then the Rangers and the Mariners will play, so they have to face another AL West opponent. And then I have the Orioles beating the Yankees, and then I have the Rangers beating the Mariners, and I have an ALCS matchup of the Orioles and the Rangers. I do not have us in the World Series. Sadly.
Boo this man!
I think the Magic will run out, sadly. But the Orioles will make it to the World Series. And then my National League, I have the Phillies on the 4th seed. I have the Diamondbacks at the 5th seed. I have the Cardinals at the 3rd seed. Or no, the Cubs, sorry. The Cubs in the 3rd seed. And I have the Padres in the 6th seed. And then I have the... No. I'm messing up. So... The Cubs will face the Dodgers, and then the Phillies will face the Braves, and then the Division Series again.
I think for the...
No. Yeah. Never mind. So, and I have the... And then I'll have... So that means... Because I messed it up. So the Phillies will beat the Braves, and then the Dodgers will beat the Cubs.
You know, I offered to call you during my lunch to help you.
Yeah. So, and so that means I'll have the Phillies and the Dodgers playing in the championship series. And then I'll ultimately have the Phillies winning. And then I'll have the Orioles on top of the World Series.
Well, my only prediction is that I'm going with Josh. I'm going to have the Rangers winning it all this year. Because that's what I want. Okay, so I have one last question before we wrap this up. And this is not this year. This is in the future. This is Josh helped me come up with this question. Is who makes a playoff first, the Rockies or the A's?
I think if the A's move, I pick the A's. If the A's stay where they are, I pick the Rockies.
Watch what you say here, Dad.
Yeah, watch what you say.
Which team makes the playoffs first?
It's got to be the Green A's, man.
Yes, sir.
The wrong answer.
My Oakland A's, because they're saying Oakland, they're getting
the problem is, Steven, we'll be dead. So we'll never know for next
year. Well, that's true. They're going to have to.
Yeah. We'll be dead.
Yeah. They're going to have to re-listen to this whole podcast in 50 years and find out.
Quick trivia question for you.
What's the only franchise not to play in the World Series?
Not the Rockies.
Who is it then? The only franchise not to play in the World Series.
We talked about this. Hold on. Let me get myself together. I feel like we're just talking about this. Stop. Thinking. No. Stop.
You want a hint? You picked them to make the playoffs this year. See the wheel turning in
the time. To make the playoffs. It's not the Cubs. It's not the Phillies. It's not the Braves.
No!
No! You're in the other division.
Is it Twins? No.
Nope. They won a World Series.
Okay. Shut up. Is it the Mariners?
We have a winner. The Seattle Mariners, the only franchise not to play for the road trip.
Not even after their 121 win season.
They should have. Back when they had A-Rod and Buehner and Griffey. I mean, go down the list. They had Randy Johnson on the mat. They should have. They had the best team in baseball at that time, but still didn't make it.
Shit, they won 118 games that year.
Yep.
He didn't even make the World Series.
Make the World Series.
So, anyway, sorry.
All right, so.
27 Rockies.
We know Jaden picked the Rockies. Did you actually say that you're picking the A's?
I'm definitely picking the A's because MLB is going to force them to get a new owner and get someone that is an Oakland native and loves the A's, just like the Mets, except they have more success than the Mets because they're Oakland.
Or the Baltimore group that just clapped in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're going to actually get a fan of Oakland to hey, Matt Lasker,
Oh, I like dinner.
Yes, the A's with a brand new stadium as well. And it's not going to happen. Neither of them are going to make it in 2028.
Hey, look, Jaden, you're cracked. We're losing again.
Hey, I'm going to go with Jaden, and I'm going to go with the Rocky. We are going to go with the Nana approach and pick a team, which
is slows.
Yeah. That's the Nana approach. That's my shout out to Nana right now in the middle of Easter.
Long live Nana.
For those of you who don't know the story, my mom bet against all of these high school kids and college kids on football on who would
it was when the bowl game
the bowl game was, that's right. It was the bowl game
and it was like 12 bowl games and she picked every team where it would snow other teams that couldn't
and she won
and she won.
So I'm going with Nana's approach and picking the Rockies.
I think she went 10-2 actually.
I should call a Stoner and give him that advice.
Okay, well, I think that's all the questions you have. You guys have any follow up statements, comments before we sign off here?
Go Rangers, next up.
Go Rangers.
Ditto.